Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man.
This Brenda got a baby.
Dude.
Look at that.
Hey, man, I'm only 2.5 episodes in.
Of
the Diddy.
Oh, I started it yesterday.
I'm only 2.5 episodes in, and I understand it's people who hate Diddy that's pretty much doing all the talking.
Right.
But damn, they got me thinking he got Tupac killed.
Oh, but I haven't got to that part yet.
Boy.
Dude. I just like because the first episode, dude. I think they had to maybe make it seem like it wasn't going to be a complete biased thing.
Dude.
Because at first they were like, yeah, and he was coming up in the game and he was with like Heavy D and all this stuff. And then that one lady comes on and she was like, yeah. And she like just eviscerated him. And I was like, oh, all right, here we go.
Dude.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Let them tell it. Diddy started the East Coast, West Coast. Not it went fucking Piggy.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I mean, but yeah, you got to understand who's put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing, it's the only thing I want to know is how did he get access to that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the stuff that Diddy, so the videography had to sell.
Oh, absolutely.
So
I mean, they said it at the very beginning, they said a lot of the stuff, the most recent footage, Diddy shot himself and then was seized when he was, when he was arrested. And then somehow he got his hands on that from the. From the police, I guess.
Dude.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price. That's like TMZ. Whenever you see the pictures of Diddy in jail on them damn jailhouse cell phones, you know they canteen fool. they getting all the good stuff.
Plenty of ramen noodles.
Yeah, they got plenty of ramen noodles, sausage packs, condiments, and all kind of stuff up in that thing. Yeah. Boy, you tell me that if I'm in the jail with Diddy, I'm going to be snapping all kind of damn photos.
Oh, for sure, yeah. What do you want?
What do you want, man?
Tell me what you're looking for.
I'm going to be snapping all kind of photos, man. I want all my oodles and noodles. You know what I mean? I want to live like a jailhouse millionaire. Have my mesh bag full of snacks.
I was watching it, and then like they were coming home, and I was like, yeah, like let me turn this off.
Right.
Like, I don't need to have the Diddy documentary on when the kids walk in.
It was crazy. I was on that. I don't know because I watched the Luther Vandross thing the day before. Luther was a bad boy.
I need to watch that.
Did you know Luther was on Sesame Street?
Nope.
Yes, Luther, big ass. Well, he was kind of mid-sized Luther. Was on Sesame Street.
As when he was famous?
No, he was still coming up in the
game. Oh, really? Oh, before?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, is that Luther on Sesame Street?
Interesting.
Yeah,
all right,
man.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, it's very good.
Did you watch the Eddie Murphy one?
Yes.
Very good.
Very good. I love how he talked about his transformation from the Harlem Nights and that until, Daddy Daycare and that ragged-ass space movie he was.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then about how he had, like, an Oscar nomination, but Norbit came out the same year and it screwed it over. I was like, yeah, I don't blame voters.
I don't blame you,
I don't blame him for holding it against you, man.
But no, it was really good.
But I liked at the end, they're hinting it. He's like, yeah, I got so much stand-up material.
Yes.
I could do 5 specials. Do one then.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I would love to see
that. Yeah.
I heard mixed reviews. I heard mixed reviews on the Kevin Hart one.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Yeah. I mean,
reviews.
You know, if Eddie Murphy came out with a stand-up, because he hasn't done one since Raw.
Yes.
Like, that's 40 years
that's
ago.
That's a long time ago.
He didn't forget how to be funny.
No.
Like, he's different now than he was. But, like.
I would love to see Eddie Murphy again.
That would break records
love
for how
see
much
Eddie
people
again.
Would watch that. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Never too much.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
I'm sorry. What? I'm just like, because Rusty was just in here, and we were chopping up with Rusty and talking about these kids delaying their decision to – on because today is National Signing Day.
Right.
And I'm just looking – I just popped up this five-star receiver, the kid from – I think he's from Miami. It's a bad boy. He was going to Syracuse. They play basketball and football. That's how
He
is. Russell, and he's delaying his signing. And here it is right here. He decided to push back his signing this morning as he needs more time to pray for the final decision. I don't know why they just funny. Maybe Lane Kiffin got me in this praying thing.
Yeah,
it's just pretty funny. You got to go pray to
me. You know what? Good. That's good.
I'm curious as to what he thinks is going to happen.
I don't know, man.
I guess people do see signs.
Yeah. Signs of a dollar?
I don't think it's up to him, though.
Dollar?
Like, I think it's up to you. That's why you got
he
the willpower, right?
That's right. That's right. Whatever decision you make.
Be your own sign.
God will be there with you. You know? Anyway. Hey, Bo. How are you?
So I don't think y'all watch anyway. Had y'all any idea that Hard Knocks in season started last night?
I did not.
No. The only reason I knew was because I saw clips circulating of Dak Prescott seeing Jameis score a touchdown.
Oh.
So I have some of that. Because apparently Dak and Jameis are pretty good friends. They were at the Peyton Manning Passing Academy when they were both young bucks trying to make it in the league. And they were actually roommates. So here's a little bit of Dak talking about Jameis. Not that, because there wasn't real good audio when he was watching Jameis
score
his, a touchdown.
But just the video reaction of him seeing it is very funny.
It was pretty cool. But this is Dak talking about Jameis texting him after he became the Cowboys' all-time leading passer.
Jameis texted me. What a great dude, bro. He texted me.
Jameson?
Yeah, congrats on the record. And like, what a dude.
I just want to congratulate him for being the all-time leading passer in Cowboy history. And I also phrase it as like, it's America's team. And just knowing him, I remember when me and Dak were roommates at the Peyton Manning Passing Academy in Thibodaux, Louisiana. And we shared with each other that, hey, we both going to make it. And look at us now. Oh, yeah, he hit me back. He just said thank you.
Look at us now.
Look at us now.
So wholesome.
Yeah.
So I got questions about this whole thing. So
now, that's a guy who said if he needed to take some extra time to pray, you would believe him.
100%.
Yes.
And he might get the signs.
Yes.
He probably gives people the signs.
Yes.
The Lord tell me to tell you Jameis is connected.
But Jameis is so funny. And it was like he was on, I think he was on Ndamukong Suh thing. And he was talking about, like, if you had one regret, he was on. And this blew my mind because I saw the whole thing with Odell Beckham. And he said that his family spent $400,000 a month. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how the hell do you let anybody spend your money $400,000 a month?
That high draft pick pay is pretty good.
No.
$400,000 a month? That couldn't have gone on for more than a few.
But I don't care. How the hell did they spend $400,000 of your money?
Assuming he just let people have access to his accounts.
You're out your damn mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was giving allowances
or something? You're out your damn mind.
Well, he was. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't give allowance
but how
what?
Dare his people
you
for taking advantage of him
ain't
like that?
Yeah. My child. two people you want to take care of. Your mama. All right. My mama says, well, you don't owe me nothing. I didn't ask you for you to come in this world. You don't owe me nothing. And she still won't take nothing. But at the same time, $400,000? Y'all out y'all damn mind. Out y'all damn mind.
I don't ever think that much about this side of it, but like, can you imagine? Of course, you can't imagine, but try to imagine being one of those people. Can you imagine being a person that has done nothing?
Nothing.
Simply know him?
Nothing.
Or whatever. Has done nothing?
Nothing.
And somehow they're naive enough to give you access to that amount of money. And then you're just blowing it on stuff?
Yes, like, that's what I'm saying.
What is the mentality of the person that does something like that?
I don't
know.
People are, well.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
That happened to Trent Richardson.
Can't say the word on the.
But no, it happens all the time.
That's your fault.
It happens all the time.
That's
I just don't,
your damn fault.
I don't.
You don't know nobody. You don't know nobody nothing.
Who are you?
Stop with all that crap.
To do something like that.
Don't say the first person some of these guys should hire after they get that any check is some sort of handler. Somebody to drive them places and not get DUIs. Maybe somebody to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't buy that $500,000 car right now. And maybe you shouldn't let Aunt Judy have $100,000 to go to Mexico on a cruise.
You're making, say, $1.2 million. And you have a $500,000 car. You are a freaking idiot.
But they do it.
Yes. Bo.
Any handlers.
Bo. I've watched them do it. It's like, hold on, dog. You just made the team. What the hell are you doing? I know the funniest story ever was we had an old school special teams coach in St. Louis. And I'll never forget, because he would always make the rookies come in early for special teams meeting, right? And I'm not going to say the kid's name, but I'm not going to say what, he was picked after the third round, all okay. right?
Picked after. So he wasn't making a ton
yes.
of money.
And so he had a $150,000 Mercedes-Benz, and it was parked. And I remember special team coach comes in, and he's like, who the hell car is that? All of y'all, and it ain't none of y'all first-round picks. I don't see none of the veterans in here. Who the hell bought this car? And he raises his hand. He's like, well, how much money? Flat out. How much money are we paying you? It then, obviously, tells him. He's like, well, how much was that car? And he tells him. He said, you bought a dump somebody.
Was it about 10% of what his total? More?
Yeah.
But then like, okay, you buy that car for $150,000, drive it off the lot. It's not worth
$175,000.
Robert Costo said, you about to dump somebody, ain't you?
That's, man.
So here's something else. So the cool thing about Hard Knocks in season, they had came out last night, 9 o'clock, HBO Max. They had Monday Night Football in there because NFC East, Giants just got their butts kicked by the Patriots. That game was in there. It was at the end, of course.
Oh, really?
So also with the Giants, you know, so they have Brian Daboll getting fired and Mike Kafka taking over.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Shane Bowen getting fired and Charlie Bullen taking over. But they made it seem like in Hard Knocks that it was Mike Kafka's decision to let go of the defensive coordinator. Do they give interim coaches that much power?
Yes.
Like, do they really?
Mm-hmm.
To make changes like that on the season?
I would think so,
That's
Mo.
Crazy.
I would think so. But I think it's more or less Shane agreed with him. And so made it – because sometimes you want – even though you're – you want to give him some kind of – power.
Some kind of buyout or something like that?
Yeah. Because you see a lot of times when guys leave, they'll be like, so they'll try to maybe reassign some people or something like that. Because Kafka, like, he really, I think, had a legit shot to get this job. I do. Mm. I do. Because he's interviewed for head coaching jobs last few years.
That's crazy. I just didn't think they would give that much power in, like, your interim coach. Okay.
The Giants need to boycott Hard Knocks.
Yeah,
it's never a good look when they're.
You gotta stop giving people access.
They gotta stop
man.
Giving people access. Yeah.
I mean, that Saquon clip will go down in history.
Right. That was preseason 2 years ago.
When they got rid of Sam Pittman at Arkansas, Petrino got rid of everybody.
Yes.
Remember that when
yes.
he took over as interim this year, like there was a bunch of people that he moved on from college and pro, different probably, but yeah, I mean that's.
So I guess after the head coach gets fired, everybody else has to know that they're
what's
probably
the difference?
On
the, pretty much
and they did just blow the
3-4
quarter
months.
Leads, and they said that was pretty much the reason. Like, you can't do that. So
yeah. Either get fired now or get fired in 3 months.
Dude, that's a mess of what about Brian Daboll to Penn State?
I don't know the connection.
Oh, I don't either. I'm just throwing out a name.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Mike Conte a job, a head coach.
How about Mike Conte to Penn State?
I'm just trying to get Mike Conte a head coach, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, he can have Jed Fish if he wants him.
Dude.
Take him.
Do you know people were mad in Florida that they didn't go out to Jed Fish?
Were
there? There were some people. Now, these are the same people that were just mad because they didn't get Lane Kiffin.
Mm.
So I'm like, well, Jed Fish, and I quote, do you see what he's building at Washington?
I mean, I do. You can have it if you want it. He's done fine, but he's not great.
They joined. You're basing it off of what left.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, give him a chance.
Excuse me.
Give him a chance.
For having a standard.
Give him a chance.
When DeBoer's second year, he was in the national championship game.
Give him a chance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Peterson's second year is in the college football playoff.
Give him a chance.
Jed Fish's second year, we might be going to the Holiday Bowl.
It's a great bowl.
It's a great bowl.
Enjoy it night after the game. After each game for the Falcons flyover, it's a chance to call and react to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover, immediate following Falcon games.
He's doing better than Jimmy Lake. Because in Jimmy Lake's second year, he got fired for hitting a kid. So it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.